The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea. Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever.
Woo.
Back again. I say it every time, but that's my favorite thing to say. I'm like, back again.
Back again.
It's only been 7 days. Don't you miss us?
I know.
Probably.
You should.
Well, if you did miss us and you want to make sure that you don't miss our future episodes, you can subscribe. And also, that helps us get towards our goal of 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year. So we greatly, greatly appreciate it.
Yes. Take your time. Listen, it's on the screen. It's somewhere. It's a little tap away.
Do you ever, when you're vlogging, both of you guys, try to like point somewhere of like, oh, like subscribe, and you are just completely wrong every time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever once been right when I say, click the subscribe button, because it like is mirrored. I'm pretty
right.
sure if you're looking at me in my shot, is it here? Is this right? Is this where it is?
Wait, hold on.
Because usually I point here, but then it's mirrored, so I'm wrong.
I think it's, is it here?
Is it here?
Well, I guess, I don't know. Now I don't know.
I don't know. Let us know.
Let us know.
You let us know.
Literally in one of the last videos I did, I was like, oh, I'm going to link it. And then literally it's just me being like,
somewhere here.
You can find it somewhere. It's anywhere.
And for you audio listeners, a reason to bop over to the YouTube channel for 20 whatever, they have pointed like frantic flight attendants in every which direction.
You can subscribe right here.
Make sure that you have all hats, bags, and cameras stowed properly before you hit that subscribe button.
Keep your hands, arms, legs, feet inside the whatever it's called.
Y gracias para su atención.
Yes, yes. God, that was just, yes. The good, you know, a good one, P.
Good one, you guys.
Good one.
I love when we can all take turns.
Like, I love when we're like, when we got it. When we got it. When we're not just like singing songs for unnecessarily long.
Well, I love that too.
Yeah. Not gonna lie.
All right. Well, take it to the comments.
Oh, speaking of comments.
Yes.
Guess what's gonna be set up for this episode? I'm so excited.
You can now text us. And we can text you.
Oh.
You can text us whatever, whenever.
Baby.
Yes.
Yes. So we now have a text line. So if you subscribe to the text line, you can literally text us your juicy stories. Ask us questions. If you want advice from us, you can literally send us anything at any point. But if you're subscribed and you keep up with the text, you'll be the first to know when we're sourcing for like stories for specific episodes. So you want to be subscribed. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You want to be subscribed.
I mean, the ability to just say like you up at 12 o'clock to the group chat is funny as
no, actually,
it's going to be like our own group chat, like with our subscribers.
We're
yes.
Like,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So if you want to be a part of the group chat, please text us at 917-810-3045.
What is that again?
That's 917-810-3045.
I'm gonna call right now.
Well, don't call us.
Just
text us.
Standard messaging rates may apply.
I know we have not started on these icks, but honestly, I think that that might be one of my icks. If you call me before texting, don't. Just don't. Just don't. I'm begging.
That's
sorry.
Tea.
I'm so sorry. I do that to you every time.
I know.
Time.
I'm just like, I'm a caller.
You me, are. But you know what? I'm okay with getting calls from Jess and Sierra because if I text you, and I really need a response, she's not texting back. Like, I'm like, okay, I need to call her so I can at least chat with the woman, because
I will say, I think, what, 80% of the time, I do send a text before I call.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I would say. I would say. But if I need to get a hold of you, like,
we gotta call.
And I would like to note that there are certain handful of people that that's okay, but it's just like a general thing. Like,
well, yeah, especially like, if we just, don't talk.
Yeah, that's bro, what I meant to say.
That's like, kind of crazy. Really that's kind of crazy.
To call?
That was like, this was like early on in my YouTube career when like I was just kind of starting to like build momentum and gain a following. And a friend of mine from high school, who a guy friend I had not talked to in years, I literally remember it so clearly. I'm walking into Target, my phone rings, and I look and I see his name like on my caller ID. And I'm like, why are you calling me? Like, we're fine. Like, we're not on like bad terms or anything. I just don't
to call
talk to you to call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, have not exchanged a single text since like graduation.
Yeah. That's...
So I answer because I've got to know.
No, right.
And he's like just so casual. Like, oh, hey, like, how's it going? Like, haven't talked to you in a while. I'm like, this is weird. Yeah. But I'm just like, okay, yeah, I'm good. He's like, oh, I saw that you, I think we had like just bought a house. Oh, I just saw that you, you know, bought a house. Da, 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 da. After like 2 minutes of small talk where I'm like, I think I was the one who finally said like, so why are you calling me? Like, what's this about? And then he starts hitting me with a sales pitch because he was working for a company that was trying to get more like financial services clients. And
well, there you go. Yeah. Oh.
So don't call me for that.
Right.
Don't do it.
But then again, that's why we're not answering, because you coming in here with this shit like, what are you doing?
Yeah, no. And in my mind, I'm like, if it's important, they'll call again. I don't know.
Is or that, they'll leave a message.
Yeah. Or a voice memo. Or they'll text me right after and be like, hey, I was just calling to. And I'm like, yes. I don't know what I think the social anxiety has gotten to me, and I just don't want to answer most of, like, if I don't talk to you all the time.
Also,
I don't feel safe.
I don't know how many times you get, I get spam calls every day, all day. So I just don't answer my phone. Like, for what?
I'm not going to answer if I don't know the number.
Oh, yeah. No, unsaved numbers. I'm like, mm-mm.
Boy, Ryan gets so mad at me for doing that. He's like, Paloma, what if it's like a producer? What if it's like somebody important?
Then they'll leave a message.
That's what I said. So the one time he was like literally yelling at me, he's like, just answer the phone. He's like, that's an LA zip code. I answered. They're like, hey, so we haven't seen you at Orange Theory. I'm like, this is why, Ryan.
Right.
I'm like, I lied that I was still in Australia traveling. That's why I haven't gone back.
Orange Theory. Oh my God, wait, for us, just quickly, because you just said Orange Theory, you tried a new, like, again, this is an LA thing.
I did
a little class.
So it's a different form of Pilates. It's like Pilates on steroids. It's called Legree, and it's just basically the same thing as Pilates where you're on that reformer, but it's like called like a mega reformer, so it's like even more. And let me tell you, I had to leave the thing almost like throwing up, because these bitches are strong. Like, yeah. It was badass. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so inspired. And I left feeling incredible, and it was such a like a really nice area. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna keep coming back. So I'll let you guys know how it goes. Hopefully I keep getting strong.
Aesthetic.
It was beautiful. It was such a beautiful place. And I literally left feeling so strong. And I don't know if it's because I was like just really pulling my body. Like, that was the workout, was it's like resistance on the bands and your body, and it just felt so cool. So I had a great time. But kick my ass.
No, right. I've not. Have you done Pilates? I've never done Pilates.
I've never done Pilates.
Or anything like it. I'm like scared.
My mom did. My mom always talks about how much she loved doing Pilates, like when me and my brother were young. That was like her thing.
It's great too when you have like that reformer, because you're like on your back. And so you're doing a lot of weights and stuff while you're laying down, so it's not strained on your back and like all that kind of stuff, which. And I'm like, I'm trying to like focus on certain parts and not mess myself up. So I really like it. I love it. I almost did. Smack my face as I'm saying it's super safe and super fun. I did in fact almost smack my face because they were making us hold it into a plank, and my arms were like literally shaking, and I could feel my, and I was like, and I literally like felt the thing come down that I was like, okay, and I put my foot, and I was like, all right, well, I'm really pushing myself.
I'm gonna take a break for a second, because
but it like shows, it just reminded or showed me how much like my body really like needs to just be moving and stuff like that when
noodle
you were,
arms
when you Yeah,
I like literally
quivering.
Arms,
I was like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah. Sierra, how does it feel to be probably the strongest person in the room? Because you're carrying a toddler all day.
True, and you be
stroke
you
my
gym.
Ego. Why don't
oh my god,
you
gym girly?
Yeah,
like I don't be going to the gym.
I don't have that much upper body strength, but I will say I have really strong legs. Mm. Like I can hold a squat.
Oh,
like it's my legs, arms.
Okay.
Not so much. Maybe.
I'm like, should we arm wrestle maybe just to see?
I'm screaming. Ooh.
I'm down.
Maybe we should.
Sierra's competitive. Oh my God. Jumped up.
You know what we used to do in soccer for like a kind of endurance strength? You go back to back and you get into.
Oh my God.
What's not a bridge, just like back to back straight legs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you have to hold each other up and see who can like stay up the longest.
Have you done that one where you guys are both sitting on the ground? And you're trying to push each other up to like stand up.
Oh, like arms are locked, trying to stand up together.
That sounds fun.
Yes.
That's really hard. But and it obviously takes a lot of communication because one person's like putting all their weight and you're like, no, we need to like work our way up. That's hard too. But like maybe we should do all of these.
I wonder, after Jess said that too, of like carrying a toddler all day, I didn't even think about that. I wonder if I am, because in my brain, I'm just like always, oh yeah, I have strong legs, but like weak arms.
Right.
I wonder if my arms and my back are stronger now than I realize because of having a child who like, because they're, you know, one day I didn't just wake up and I'm, you know, carrying a full grown toddler.
Right.
It's so gradual.
Over time. And if you're carrying car seats, those bitches are heavy. I know.
Yeah.
Car seats, a diaper bag,
honestly,
a stroller, like all of it.
When I see the moms at the airport and they have a stroller, a bag, and a baby, and they're all carrying it by themselves, I'm like, you are super goddamn woman.
Because literally.
What the heck? Like, that's honestly like superwoman strength. Like, I quite literally saw her one toddler on her hip and the car seat on the other and like pushing bags. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No,
that's crazy.
Yeah, listen. One bag, I'm like,
I'm like, I'm going to check my bag. I don't want to push anything.
Literally.
So as we were saying, in future episodes, you will we will be texting on the group chat text line to source things from you guys for episodes like this today, where today we are going to be talking about our icks. And then we also sourced some of your icks to talk about and react to from our Instagram, 20 Whatever Pod. So right now it's from the Instagram, since obviously as we're filming this, the text line is not live, but now, as you're watching this,
you can text us a hi, hey, or a hello.
That was cute. I like that.
Gotcha.
And we'll be texting you for your input on future episodes
as
well.
So thank you in advance. And thank you for everyone who sent in their icks for this episode.
Yes.
Yes. But before we jump in, can you tell me, so like an example of an ick?
So I was reading into this a little bit, and I guess the origin of the ick was on Love Island UK a couple of years ago. A contestant said that like one of the people she was dating gave her the ick. And so then that became like a moment from the show that now has kind of bled into popular culture.
Yeah.
So I believe the way I would describe it, an ick is something that just kind of makes you go, oh.
Right. Like, oh.
And it's not morally bad, right? An ick is not like, I don't know, misogyny. Like, that's just bad.
Right.
Don't do that.
Right.
An ick is like, my favorite example, watching someone chase a ping pong ball.
Yes.
It's just like, there's nothing wrong. If I've chased a ping pong ball, everyone
we
probably
all have.
Has.
Yeah.
And it gives me the ick about myself. If I watch someone do that who I thought was very cool, their coolness level would go down.
Right.
If Jeff himself.
The shirt. We have not talked about the shirt.
Oh my God.
Wait,
let's start.
A little commotion for the shirt.
Jeff Probst graphic tee. If Jeff Probst, if I watched him chase down a ping pong ball, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
You're too cool for that, Jeff.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's, I feel like also an ick is also something you can't explain that well. Like, why is someone chasing a ping pong ball an ick?
Because it's like a bodily reaction. It's not even like a... It's
no, but
like
that's
a,
what I'm saying. I'm like, that's the thing about it. Why, though? Like, you can't, it's hard to explain because an ick isn't like something real, like misogyny. It's like this
icky
thing that's like, ew. But someone would be like, why? You're like, I don't know. It just is.
And once you get it,
you
can't get away.
I know, unget the ick.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Okay, I'm just going to give a quick story.
Oh.
This one time I was pretend seeing this man. I don't even know what we'll call it. Pretend seeing. And he like left something in the car and he like ran back to go get it, like cross the street. And I like watched him go get it, like run back. And the way he ran gave me the ick so bad. I literally had to turn around and face the other direction. And I couldn't stop thinking about it the whole time we were together. The whole time. I was like, oh my God, that was like so ugly. And then we didn't see each other again after that.
Because you can't ditch the ick.
I can't ditch the ick. Ugh.
And I think usually the ick is used for romantic partners.
Right, yeah.
But I think that it's starting to be talked about this way too, that you can get the ick from friendships, family members, like people, just things.
Yeah, things, life.
Yeah.
Well, you even said you can give yourself the ick.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like if you trip in public and immediately you're just like, God.
Oh my God, I just start running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the trip and run. Bitch. Yeah. I'll play that shit off.
Not the Jess, trip and run.
You gave a really good explanation of the ick before the episode. Do you mind giving that as well for the viewers?
The ick is a physical semantic response to being repulsed. So it's that moment of like either if it's a person you're dating, person you're not. In a relationship when you're like, oh, I really like you. And then someone does something that just triggers you internally. Like it's a physical response and it leaves you usually questioning like, why do I feel that way?
Right.
It's not like a, wow, I'm going to think really hard about all the things I do or don't like about this person.
Right.
It's a body first.
And it's irrational. I like that.
Yeah.
And that's something that I wrote down as well. When I was thinking of my ex, some of them were bordering on like, this is just like a genuinely bad thing.
Right.
Or something that's like really gross.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I tried to focus more on the petty.
Me too. I did too.
As we all do.
Yeah, I also did as well. I can't wait to hear these.
I know, me too.
These are going to be
so good.
I know,
who's going first?
I've got a good one.
Oh, go,
I've got a good
please.
One.
But I saw.
One last disclaimer. If you do some of these things, it does not mean you're a bad person. I do some of them. I'm sure we're guilty of a couple of each other's icks. You know?
Not
Ryan,
me.
No. Ryan's like, I've never been icky in my life. Ever chased down a ping pong ball?
No.
Ever chased down a bus when you're late?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. That's the egg. But don't take it. Don't take it personally.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. My first one. Ponchos on water rides at an amusement park. Absolutely.
Fair.
What are you doing? Like, it's Splash Mountain. You can just wear, like, either just get
just
a little
be wet.
Yeah. Or like, bring a change of clothes. Like just, and is it really doing anything? Like that thin, clear piece of plastic.
Bro, I'm laughing because I'm that bitch that always wants the fucking poncho for Splash Mountain at Disneyland. Like I pre-pack my poncho that I have and I take it out just for that one. And I like, because what I like to do actually is I'll be like, okay, everyone give me your phone. I'll put all the phones in my backpack. I'll put the backpack in front of me and I'll put the poncho in, protect all the digital. And then I'm not wet. My undies aren't wet, which is the only thing that I really matter because wet undies.
You don't
want
to have swamp ass.
I don't
Disneyland.
Want swamp
That's
ass.
Bad.
It's the worst. And it smells like the water from the pirates. Like, I don't want that.
Jesus.
That's the ick.
But tell me.
That's the ick.
Tell me if you, there was someone you thought was really cool. Like, on my shirt, Jeff Probst himself.
Right.
Can you imagine Jeff Probst in a poncho?
Yes.
He would lose cool points.
Yeah. Okay. I do feel it a little bit.
Like, Your lovely boyfriend, Ryan. Imagine you guys decide to go to Disneyland. Cute little date. Mm-hmm. You're about to go on the ride. And he whips out.
Like a yellow poncho.
A yellow poncho. He puts the hood on.
Hold on. The hood.
No. We're done.
I was going to say, I think the most embarrassing is when you have the hood on and it's wet. So it's like,
oh my God.
That's the ugliest.
It's
when
like
you're already wet.
Yeah,
you're
your
just
head.
Like, yeah. Looking ugly.
Looking ugly. Totally.
Just to be clear, you mean like the... Just the plastic
The rain
ponchos.
Ponchos.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Not like you can bring a windbreaker. Absolutely. Or like a waterproof.
Literally any poncho that's not specifically for water.
Yes.
Yeah.
The clear or yellow plastic ponchos. Amusement park poncho.
When we go to Disneyland, I will be taking my fucking poncho. I don't want to hear it. I'm going to be like, Sierra, you want me to hold your phone?
Sierra's like.
I know she's looking at me like.
And then Paloma's like, well, then that's fine. Your phone can get wet.
Yeah. And I like riding in the front too, though. So
okay, so period. Here's mine. And you guys see this coming. That's why I'm going to start with it. Men wearing open-toed shoes.
God.
At Steven. Especially in the city.
Yeah.
At Steven.
At any man. I don't care where we are. I understand the purpose of wearing flip-flops or whatever at the beach. I still don't like it. It still gives me the ick. I just think the feet are so ugly. So ugly.
Now, is this specifically for men? Like women wearing heels
that's
or
fine.
Sandals?
That's Oh, yeah. I want to see the toes. Yeah, let's get it. But man feet?
Oh.
No.
Pass away.
Yeah, I don't like it. It truly gives me the ick. I hate it. One time I went on a date with that man. Remember I told you I went on that crazy date? To a restaurant, he had flip-flops on, and I was like...
He had jeans and flip-flops to a day in L.A. I said...
Gross.
Steven, in December, wears flip-flops on walks.
Why?
We're going on a...
Wear some
running
sneakers. Right.
What are you doing?
No. I'd be like, Steven,
why do I see your toes?
Yes, why do I
That's
see your
Ryan
toes? I hate it.
I told Steven, you know what? You can wear the flip-flops. I accept that. I accept you. But those toenails better be
yeah, we need to clip
clean
those guys.
And cut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Boys,
yep.
I don't want to see
you
the
talons.
You
cannot have like the long talons
oh my
and
God.
Flip-flops.
It's the goddamn dinosaur from Jurassic Park with the nail just... No.
Guys,
<next.
laughs> I can't. Ick, 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 forever ick.
So, my ick is one that I give myself, honestly. So I'm going to start on it. I give it myself, and it's from others. When I have sticky hands, honestly, makes me, like, just, like, roll, like, my skin rolls on my back. Like, just the feeling of sticky stuff on my hand makes me so repulsed and so icked. But when I see, like, children, sticky children, and they're coming towards you, oh, my God. I used to work at the Boys and Girls Club, and they are just, like, the hands are, like, the first thing. And I think that that's where it developed, just being around so many sticky children growing up. And now I'm just like, oh, God, just don't touch anything.
I know. I'm like, well, let me grab your hand right. Let me grab your wrist right before you
touch
me.
Or it's, like, the Gatorade ripped around, like, the mouth.
My God.
And they're just sticky.
Yeah.
It's just sticky.
Sticky. Or you can see, like, the lint where it's sticky, like, on their hands or on their faces.
Yeah, yeah. So just that.
Sticky.
If I have sticky hands, I will go to any length to clean them.
Yep.
I just can't do it. I immediately need to wash my hands.
What is that?
Like, if you're having, like, an ice cream cone and it starts dripping, I'm like, no.
I guess we're done with the ice cream. I can't.
Throw the whole thing away.
Or, like, I'm putting it into a bowl so I can eat it with a spoon. Like, we're not.
We got to wrap the napkin around, and I am immediately washing my hands.
Yep.
Because
yep.
what is that feeling? Like, I just,
And I don't know.
The worst is when it dries. Like, when it's sticky and wet.
And, like, crusty.
You're like, okay, like, this is bad. But once it's crusty.
Ew. Okay, same vein. Not that it's my turn. But it's on the same, like, the whole same thing with the stickiness. When you can feel the stickiness or hear it on the bottom of your shoe.
Like, after a movie theater?
Yes, and you're like,
God.
Mm-mm. That happened after Harry Styles, and I had, like, sticky and then feathers from all the feather
boas
stuck to my shoe. And I didn't realize it till, like, I put them on again. I was like, what is that god-awful sound? And I looked down, and it's just feather boas on the entire sole.
And it's, like, spelled alcohol. Because, like, when you go to concerts, you know, just liquor gets spelled, that's where the stickiness happens.
Yep. So, like, at the bars and the clubs and stuff, it's just, like.
And then when I lean against the bar to get a cocktail and it's sticky there. Underneath my my arm, I'm done.
Ew.
Next. Grow up.
God,
I
honestly. Okay, anyways, next.
The ick, more like the sick.
Yeah, no, literally.
When people talk to their romantic partner in a baby voice in public.
Yeah.
If you do that in private, that's fine.
Listen.
That's fine.
Do you?
But you're going to come around me. Do you want to go with the... No.
No.
I was yesterday talking to my family about this episode and how we're going to do the episode of X, and I said that one. And my little brother went like this because that's him and Bethany. They do the baby voice.
But why? Why?
I don't know. They're like half joking, but they still do it. I'm like, guys, cut it out.
So give me like a sentence.
I can't. The ick, right?
I know.
Is it like when you're together? Is it like, baby, can you get me the, like, I even,
like,
honestly, that's kind of whiny.
No,
is
it whiny
or
is it baby?
It's baby.
It's not whiny. That's different. Yeah. Okay, that's different.
Either though, bad.
For sure.
Both of them don't want it.
In public, no, babe.
Wait, okay, so I'm really trying to, like, understand. Is baby like, you want to go play outside?
Oh, God.
Oh.
Nailed it.
But why? I don't understand why you would do that to begin with. That's like where I'm confused.
In public, like, why are we doing that?
I don't understand it.
It's more so the,
in general,
like,
what's that for?
It's like, oh, would you pass me the ketchup? Will you pass me it, please?
Why?
It's the please.
What's the point of it? What's it for?
That is an excellent question, and I would love to know so that I can eradicate it from this universe.
Yeah, I need to know what the purpose is, because I'm not liking that at all.
I know it's like the opposite, but that's kind of like the thing about, like, being in front of, or like being right next to a couple that's fighting. Like, it's like them being baby coupley, or like in an anger.
Like, I'm
just
fighting.
Like, yeah, just like in public. I'm like, I just shouldn't be here for this.
Honestly, it's one of those weird though that, like, if couples are fighting in public, I'm like, but like, I kind of want to know. Like, I prefer that to the baby voice.
Not in public. I mean, like, we're here. Like, we're at the birth. Like, we're at the dinner.
This is like
we're
intimate.
Like, yeah. Like, we, like, our friends, like, a friend of
that's
ours.
Bad.
And then
they're
like,
fighting,
babe, why would you do that? Like,
like,
in front of everyone, and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, that's awkward.
It's the same thing, like, baby thing, where you're just like, I just don't know why I'm here for this. Kind of thing. I don't know why I'm hearing this.
Why am I here?
Why
also, have you seen those TikToks of those people who, like, are like, POV, you're standing next to that couple in line, and they're like, and like laying on each other, and they're
the
like,
couple at like in lines at the
yes at amusement parks. Mm-hmm, yes, mm-hmm. Yes,
and
that's what
like
I thought
holding
of.
Holding each other, they're playing sloth.
That's honestly an ick.
Watching couples in line. Watching couples in line being gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. You can hold hands. You
hold
can
hands.
Give a kiss.
A little kiss.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But when you're, I remember one time we were in line. I remember it so clearly. This was like 5 years ago for Soarin' Over California. And this guy was like hugging his girlfriend, right? They're facing each other, full on grabbing her ass. And then eventually starts like sliding his hand like into her pants to like grab her butt.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, sir, this is Soarin' Over California.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey or something.
Can you come over here?
This is not aligned with the Disney brand. What
yeah,
the heck?
Yeah, that's like a lot.
I do feel uncomfortable when the couples are like holding each other, like promming, but like holding, the guy's holding the butt. Like he's.
Why is that acceptable in public?
I don't know. And nobody wants that. Like nobody wants
that. If you're a couple,
this.
Please, if and you're at an amusement park or something like that, just don't.
Just hold hands. I know you guys are in love and like I love that for you. But
just don't want to see your hand going down her ass.
Yeah, we don't need that.
It's giving that couple during passing period in high school.
Oh, where they're just standing there
making out
against the lockers?
Like they haven't seen each other in 10 years and he just like came back from war. It's like, this is third period. Get over it.
Yeah. I literally, as soon as you said that, there's a couple that just popped right into my mind that all 4 years of high school.
Just on a wall.
On the lockers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like,
I can see them too.
So intensely. And everyone's like, okay.
Every school had it.
Yeah. Anyways.
They were in love. Are they all still together?
Because they're now they're talking in a little baby voice.
Baby.
Oh God. Okay, we're done.
It makes me think of our viewer submission of that guy motorboating her boobs and talking
right?
about
Did you
like
have a good
him?
Time? Ew. This whole episode is just us like gagging in the mic.
Literally.
Okay. Next one. Oh. Ugh. Goodness gracious. When other women call me hun.
Really?
I don't like that.
Even older women? You don't find it endearing?
I guess not older women. I guess it's fine. Women my age.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
Women my age. I guess I should have said that.
I agree.
Okay.
If you're within a, I'm going to say 5 or 10 year age span of me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't.
Because it sounds degrading. Like, oh, hey, hon.
Well,
that's cute.
Like diminishing. Yeah.
Diminishing.
Yeah,
that's the word.
Or cute. I was going to say, or being like, oh, that's cute.
Or,
I'm
oh,
like,
you're cute. Oh, they, but women do kind of use that like as a tool.
But that's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're cute. Or, oh,
I'm like,
hon. That's, but they're intentionally trying. They're using nice words to.
It's passive aggressive.
Oh, I know what they're doing. Yeah. It's, anytime I'm like, or if I hear it other way, like, oh, hon, I'm like,
mm-hmm.
Yikes.
But if you're an older woman at Costco giving me a
yeah,
sample,
if you're like
please
60,
call me
hun. I'm like, cool, like, let's get it.
Okay, I'm from the South, so I this is a like Southern California revelation to me.
Yeah, the girlies over here use that to be like, oh, it's like when if you're saying something, explaining something to you, like whoever, and they're like, oh, that's cute. You do it like that. Oh.
Oh, dismissive.
Hun. Oh, hun.
Yeah. Or dismissive.
It's dismissive. Mm. That's the word. Okay. It's dismissive.
It's like the same instance of being like, oh, your little boyfriend. Like,
yeah,
you're just
like,
trying.
Oh, your little friend. You're just trying to make it all small.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And that's where, hun, oh, that's cute. Oh, mm. I remember when I used to think like that, too.
Mm. Yeah, that's super
like,
icky.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm following.
Or even like, when they're like, oh, well, you'll understand once
when you older.
When you get there. Yeah. You know, when you're married, you'll get it. I'm like, oh, fuck off. Yeah. Yeah.
There's so much of that in like parenting discourse.
Mm, I really bet.
You think that it's hard now when you're pregnant and not sleeping every night? Well, get ready to never sleep again.
She's so funny.
I love that. That was so good.
So good. Can you tell that it pissed me off? Is it something?
God, that was good.
Okay, who's next?
You.
Oh, okay. My next one is when, I was going to say, when Ryan, boy Ryan.
I was like, no.
And honestly, it doesn't have to be secluded just to boy Ryan. It's honestly anyone that I'm on vacation with. If we check into a hotel and you pick up your suitcase and you put it on the bed, I'm going to freak out because that suitcase is so dirty and it has been all over godforsaken planet, JFK, LAX. And I don't want it on my clean
on my bed.
Sheets. And that like
ick.
People sitting with outside clothes,
ick.
Suitcases, wet towels,
yep.
Honestly. Anything on the bed vicinity.
Yep. Yep.
Gross.
Yep.
I am guilty of the suitcase one when it's a two bed room and we're only using one bed.
Oh, baby. Well, that's what the other one is for.
Yeah, yes.
That's
fine. It's a loading area.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Where
it's just when you have to go
head?
In the bed.
Yes. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Agree.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, agree. No, that's okay. That's why we sometimes that's, get
or
a double.
Even shoes on the bed?
No. No.
People do.
Yeah. People obviously aren't like standing on the bed in their shoes, but like one of these.
Oh my mm-hmm. God.
I'm like, oh, no.
That
no,
sends
no.
me to Jupiter.
You just stepped on like dog poop mm-hmm, and like mm-hmm. gum and everything. Mm-hmm. So don't do that.
I'm a germaphobe, I think. Slightly. Ick. So
maybe a little, but fair. Like all that's nasty.
Yeah.
So it's giving ick.
Well, and your icks are personal to you and your lived experiences. Some right. are universal icks, for sure.
Right.
Okay, my next one, P, I am so glad you came in wearing this shirt because it is perfect. Super cute Pink Floyd graphic tee. My ick is when people try to quiz you on the shirt you're wearing.
Right.
Oh, you're wearing a Pink Floyd shirt? How many times have you seen them in concert? Name every song they've ever written. What yeah. was the drummer's third wife's name? Fake fan.
Fake fan.
That's literally me.
And then what?
Like, what is your goal? What is your goal?
I just want to buy the shirt because it's cute. Yep. And that is, I guess that's not a good enough excuse to wear it.
Yeah.
I have no idea why people do that, but it really just makes me think that it's like trying to put others down to make me look good kind of vibe. Because I can't see any other reason to ask someone like, all right, well, then name a couple songs. If you want to talk about the shirt and be like, oh my God, I'm also a fan. If I saw someone, I'd be like, I love them. What's your favorite song? Like, if you really were like actually yes. asking, not fucking pop quizzing me.
Right.
Well, and
right.
then let's say someone said, oh, you like Pink Floyd. Oh, that's so cool. I love them too. Have you ever seen them in concert? And you said, oh, I haven't. I don't really listen to a lot of their music, but I really like the shirt design. Their response should just be, oh,
sick.
Cool.
Yeah.
You should, if you like this shirt, you should check out the album too. It's really good.
Right.
Leave it at that.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Leave it at that.
But it's giving like, again, like the diminishing like, oh, you don't know. Oh, so you're just, okay.
Can you imagine like if I saw someone out in public wearing, I don't know, let's say a Hamilton shirt or something, my first reaction would not be, you like Hamilton? What other shows did Lin-Manuel Miranda write?
Right.
It would be, oh my gosh.
Love your shirt.
I also right. love Hamilton.
Right.
Done.
And we're
right.
done.
That's what you're like. What you're saying is exactly how I feel. I'm like, I don't think my thought process would ever go that way. It's always like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Like me too.
I like this thing too. Yeah. yeah.
Never like.
And I would just be more
state.
Excited. Like, obviously, if you do know the things, like then obviously that's great, and we can have a conversation about it. But also, people are like, I just bought for the vibes. I'm like,
cool.
Me. Doing yeah. anything. I get it. I love the shirt too. It's cute.
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, what is this?
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Stanley.
This huge ass water bottle. Around. I'm like, what am I touching?
How much fits in that, by the way?
I believe this one's 40 ounces. Yeah.
Do you, how many do you go through those?
My goal is minimum 2 a day. I usually do 3 a day.
Oh, ooh, shit.
Yes.
But I also drink a lot of water. Speaking
Are you
of
like
which,
peeing
I,
a lot?
I have to pee right now.
Do that you want to take a break?
Yeah. Can we take a break? Thank you for the segue, because I was too embarrassed to ask. Thank you for the break. I am much more relaxed now.
Great.
The last thing I kind of wanted to say about that ick, because I feel like I didn't necessarily tie in the ick factor to that. If I was with someone, whether it be, you know, like if Steven ever did that as a romantic partner, or if like a friend ever did that, especially like a new friend, someone I was getting to know and we were out in public and they did that to someone, immediately I'm like,
oh,
yeah,
we're gonna be friends.
Are you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. That's an ick for show. Yeah, for show. Yeah, not a fan. My next one's kind of random, but when watching people throw away their gum,
oh,
like how do they do it?
Are you gonna?
There
spit
are multiple
it?
Ways.
Are you gonna take
either
it out?
Way? Spitting it is gross. Literally, like that's gross.
Ew.
Spitting it into your hand is gross. It's all just there's no cool way to. Spit your gum out. Like, there's no cool way to throw it away. And every time I see it, I'm like, ugh.
What kind of person are you? How do you throw away your gum?
I take a napkin and I just go like that.
I was going to say, I think the only acceptable non-ick way to do it is to kind of put it in the wrapper.
You kind of cover your mouth.
Put it in the wrapper.
You have to cover your mouth and then kind of, it's one
swoop.
Yep. Because then that way no one's actually watching me, like, spit something out or put my hands in my mouth or, like, watch me, like, see the gum, because the gum's also gross.
It's sticky, which is why
take a napkin, take the wrapper, put it over your mouth, pull it out, throw it away.
Huge ick, not for people specific, but just in general. Like gum walls, gum trees. You know how there are like, like the Seattle gum wall.
What the? We doing there? And people just go up and take pictures. I mean,
Ooh. And people just touch it.
And they take it and put it
up. I literally cannot watch the scene in Elf where he's pulling the gum off the trash.
Right.
Which I bet you it was improv as hell because
I'm sure
so
yeah.
much.
Real.
I bet you.
I'm sure he really
ate that.
I bet
you it was real. I bet you it was real. I know it.
Ooh. Well, that was also pre-COVID.
He's
so, you know,
a commitment. Yeah. He's such
a That was pre-COVID, so we won. Oh, God, that's so gross. Okay, thinking about it. Anyways.
Okay, my next ick is, if you know me, you probably know, but altogether fish. Just the whole, the whole animal, the whole culture around them, holding it. You guys just catch them and then take a picture holding them like that.
No, when they're flopping around.
No.
When you catch them and they're like, yeah, I'm
that
like,
is so
oh,
disgusting.
God.
Their mouths, their scales.
I think
all
the fact
it.
That they don't blink gives me the ick.
They don't blink.
They don't have eyelids.
That's psychopath behavior.
They don't have
all
eyelids.
Fish are psychopaths.
You didn't know that? Blink in what? The water?
I'm literally getting so grossed out. Like that is
there. That's why when they die or whatever, that's why their eyes are open. Because they don't have eyelids.
The more I learn about them, the more I hate them. That is disgusting. Fish. Period. Next.
I love that you didn't know that. I really do, because that just makes them even more gross.
Yep.
That's one thing I really do hate about them. I'm like, why don't they just close their eyes?
So
they
underwater,
can't?
They just have like a little
yeah,
like, lens.
I mean, the only reason why
look.
We close our eyes is to make them wet, and they're in water. So what is the point?
Apparently, there's a kind of fish that don't have eyelids, but instead they developed one particularly strong muscle to pull their eyes back into their head.
Oh, gosh.
It's called a giant guitar fish. Anyways,
no, it's gross. No more,
ick,
no more puking sounds.
Who's next?
Ew.
Is that your ick?
Ooh, the throw honestly, kind of, yeah.
Hearing the
kind of, yeah.
Okay. Car picks, or even worse, putting the car make and model in your bio. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
Like if I click on your Instagram and it's like 2012 Ford Siesta, I don't know, whatever.
I don't know cars,
I'm like,
but yeah.
Oh, well, I just think we are not compatible as friends.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let you hang over here.
Yeah.
Same with like the fish pics.
Yeah, same vibe.
But I feel like that's more talked about.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the car stuff, that's like, yeah, that's giving
a special.
It.
Yeah, there's a
that
special.
That was Steven in high school, though, he said. Because I was reading him my ex. He's like, you know that was me, right? Because he thought his Ford Mustang was so cool.
In his bio, Ford Mustang 2020.
Yeah. That's very icky. My next one is when people play you a song, but they play it for too long. You know what I mean? When they're like, oh, this is a song, and they play it, and you're like, oh, yeah, like, I know. Or like,
ooh,
oh,
but you
yeah.
gotta wait. You gotta wait till this
and
part.
And you're like,
okay.
Ugh, I hate that. I hate it so much. Oh, yeah, I'm like, bro, like, I'll listen to the song on my own time. Like, we don't have to sit here and listen to this 7-minute interlude of, like, whatever.
And you feel like you can't talk through it because
yeah.
they're, like, excited to
well,
show
yeah,
you it.
Well, yeah, because you're like, oh, yeah, I've heard the song. And they're like, wait. I'm like, so good. You know what I mean?
You're like, no, you're right. This is so good. And you're still like moving your head.
Yeah, and you're like.
Me to Steven when a new Taylor Swift album comes out.
Right, the whole 10-minute version came out, poor thing.
Oh, yeah. No, wait, but at this part, because Jake Gyllenhaal after Taylor started dating girls that were way younger.
God.
And then she wrote this lyric and then. Oh.
He's like,
Steven's like,
so cool. You're like, wait.
No. When you want someone to, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, like as fuck. Yeah, so that's mine.
Another ick of mine is when people touch my face. Please, please do not touch my face, even if I love you to death. And
right.
It's like, just, oh my gosh, I don't think
I've ever touched your face.
Good, don't.
Keep it that way.
Please do not. I had someone I remember in middle school got so excited to see me, was like, Paloma, and they came up to me
oh, yep.
and touched my face, and out of reaction, I like hit her. Like it was a actual innate reaction.
I'm
and
screaming.
I hit this girl and she was like, holy shit. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was like, I'm just so sorry, don't touch my face. Like
right.
I'm weird about that.
No, right.
It's just like I know how dirty hands are.
Right.
And I'm just so particular.
You're
with
like,
my
I'm not
face.
I'm trying to not touch my own face.
Yeah,
so.
I try so hard not to. So like when someone with just dirty hands in passing period comes up to me and touches my face, I'm like, oh my God.
Right.
If they were sticky though. Deceased.
Well, Paloma would have hit that girl and not apologized.
Yes. There would be no apology.
Right. She'd be like, you deserve this. Yeah. Actually, come here, one more.
You're like, and that's your first warning.
Right.
Okay, my next one. This is more of an ick that you can give yourself. Biting into a popsicle when it hasn't melted at all yet.
That's honestly more of a red flag.
Yeah,
that's
sociopath
weird.
Behavior.
That like hurt my teeth.
Once it's now. Melted a little bit, you could take a little nibble if you want.
But not with your teeth.
Yeah.
Like with your lips.
Yeah.
Don't
right?
bite
like,
into
it. I'm like, my teeth hurt right now.
That's probably with someone who doesn't have like the cold sensitivity and they can just like do that, right? Right?
Oh.
I mean.
But for me, it's also a texture thing. Because when it's God, super oh cold, God. You know how it's dry? It needs to be moistened.
Oh, you like it a little bit more moist.
She likes her popsicles moist. Okay. This is my last one. When you're in a group of three specifically, and two people try to explain an inside joke, but they like can't stop laughing.
That's the worst feeling.
I try so hard for us not to do that. Like, I'll literally be like, explain. I literally stop when we do that, and I'll be like, explain.
It's honestly amazing that that doesn't happen with you guys living together and then us like sitting down and filming the podcast. Like, you guys either are just really intentional about that, because I've never felt that.
Yes.
You guys.
I love that. I don't think we're too intentional. I don't think there's a lot that we could, like, I think just life is an inside joke. So there are not things happening where we're like, oh my God, TV teens. When like, it's like that though. It's like memories instead of like
actual,
like, remember
that one time
like,
and there's like a
jokes,
third person
though,
there and they
yeah.
go on.
You know
and
what
on
I
on.
Think it is? You guys make it not about you two reminiscing on something, but about telling me the story.
You're not looking
at each other going, oh my God, that was so funny. Oh, ha, ha. And then remember, you're like, oh my God, Sierra, you're not going to believe. And then you tell me the story.
Right.
So I never feel like, so what happened?
Right, like,
right, because we're just so
like,
excited.
I guess you just had to be there.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Those are the worst.
I hate those people.
Because you're like listening to the story and you're like, yeah, oh, and it's like tough also to like,
but it
follow.
Gives me, but the way it gives me the ick, because they're like trying to explain it to you, but they're like laughing. They're like, so like, no, I know, it's like crazy.
I'm just like,
you are embarrassing. You look embarrassing. I'm
right.
embarrassed for you, actually.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
care
you for
about
that,
this.
Sierra.
But like,
then that's good that
no,
we don't
I do.
Do
I
this.
Love that.
That's
thank
good.
You. Thank you.
I feel like in middle school, especially, inside jokes were like a currency. Like when created inside jokes with people, that made you in some way tied to them,
like,
bonded to them.
And also like exclusivity was everything.
Yes.
In middle school.
Honestly, that bite size of going inside joke was even a thing at the time.
Yes,
I mean, like
right.
when you said that, I was like, oh my God, I feel like at one point I've heard kids be like,
inside joke. Or like, oh, it's an inside joke. Like, you don't get it.
Yeah.
That was such a thing, I feel like, growing up.
Yeah. And do you remember being afraid to, like, if you had to, like, miss a sleepover or miss something? That
oh, my God, that you were
going to
miss it all.
And then you would come the next day to hang out or whatever, and they'd be, inside joke. Huh? Remember, lawn chair? inside joke.
Lawn
I think
chair?
That's probably where my FOMO developed.
There.
Right?
<That's>
Literally.
And it would be just the most out-of-pocket stuff.
Right.
You're like, I don't think that was actually an inside joke. I think that's just a thing
that
happened.
Something
that
happened, and you guys are like, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, you had to be there.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right, so my last ick, I wrote it down as when nobody asked, but they decided to show off. For example, the first thing that comes into my mind is like those guys that just drop down and start doing push-ups.
Oh,
like,
oh my
nobody
God.
Asked you.
Ew.
Like you know
Ew.
What I'm talking, you know, like
totally. No, 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 yeah.
No one asked you, babes, and you just drop down to show off. But and so I guess women can also obviously we be doing that sometimes. But men, you guys Ugh. Be always be just flexing
yeah.
your shit and no
yeah.
one asked. No offense.
You know, I'm embarrassed that those were your guys' last ones because I have like five more. So I'm like, I guess I just have too many icks. But one of mine that's kind of the same as that is I don't want to like make anyone feel like personally victimized by this, but I think we all know, especially if you're a musical theater girly, you know someone like this. The girl, it's usually a girl, but it could be anyone. The girl who thinks her flexibility is a personality trait.
Yep.
Like sitting in the splits just like, this is just more comfortable for me.
And you're like, girl, no, it's not.
Yep.
Also, we know you can do the splits. You've done it in every show you've ever been in.
Also, we're doing music today. So why are you doing the splits?
Yes. Exactly.
Because it's more comfortable. No,
it's not. Sit in the chair on the same vein, simply the same vibe. Girls who talk about how small they are, shut up. Oh my God, shut up. I mean, I'm just like so little and short and cute and small. I'm like, what? And can I do you need me to pick you up so you can reach something? Like,
I just wanted to sing it.
I just was so small. Because they'll also be like, oh my God, your hands are so big. Oh my God, and my hands are my little baby hands. Damn, sorry. That did sound like I was coming for you because you're like, my little baby hands.
I have microscopic hands, but to like
my little
so microscopic hands.
My little
I can't
baby
even grab
feet.
Things. I drop things.
Oh, so small.
But as growing up, I remember feeling so insecure around, because there was a girl like that in my friend group, because they'd come over to my house and they'd need to borrow a shirt or something.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I'm like swimming in this. Cause like, it's not that you're big. I'm just like
so small.
Like I still wear my clothes from when I was a toddler and I'm like,
You're boring. You're boring. If you talk like that, it's giving boring. I'm so sorry.
Using your flexibility as a flex, don't do it.
It's not.
Just don't flex if you think that that's what that group is asking. No one's asking.
Yeah. And also, we know how small you are. We've seen you.
Yep. And we know how flexible you are because you're doing the center splits in every show.
We've seen you.
And we know you can do a push-up. I don't want to see it.
Yep.
Okay. I will rapid fire the rest of mine and then we'll get into the viewer submissions. Okay. Referring to women as females.
Yeah.
Ew.
Name dropping.
Ick. Yep.
Chewing on a pen.
Ew, yeah.
A pencil's bad. A pen is worse.
I agree.
The pen is worse.
I think I might feel guilty of that.
Damn it. No.
I mean, like the top of it, I think I just put it to my mouth. Like, I like to do that. Sorry, next. I'll work on it.
I'll work on it. I promise. No, I promise. When a man changes their voice only around other men.
Yeah. Dude. What is that?
Right?
Hey, man.
And you're like... Girl, you were literally just like, baby. That's how they sound behind closed doors. And you know it. The door's closed and they're like, oh, boo, boo, boo. They're like, so up here. And they're like, yeah, hey, bro, what's up? And you're like, that's embarrassing.
You're like, what is that?
That's embarrassing. Sorry. These are supposed to be rapid
fire. No, I'm almost done. When someone treats periods like they're some gross taboo thing. And honestly, I do feel like sometimes women are more guilty of that than men, which I think is internalized.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But I think especially older women.
Oh, yeah.
Like I remember one time leaving a pad in the in the trash can where it's supposed to be. But it wasn't like wrapped up in 5 million things of toilet paper. And having a family member absolutely read me in front of like everyone else when I was like 14 years old.
Not reading you.
Yeah. Like, oh, like this is so gross and you're going to do that. And I don't want to see that when I go in the bathroom. And like, I'm like, I put it in the trash can rolled up. You can just see a little bit of the like blood on the top of the pad.
Right. Also, why are you sticking your nose in the trash?
Yeah. That's fucked.
And you want me to just waste toilet paper so that you don't have to see it in the trash can?
Don't look in the trash can.
Don't look in the trash. Yeah. Confusion. We're in the bathroom, right?
Right.
Pulling a push door.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
Yeah.
And when men try to brag about how they never cry as like a flex, when they're like, oh, I haven't cried since I was in eighth grade. You're like, that's not a flex. It sounds like you're emotionally repressed and you should go to therapy.
Giving therapy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I just thought of one. Last one. Ick. When guys try to pick you up unprompted.
No. Don't.
Don't.
Pick me up.
Even touch me.
Don't try.
But like to pick,
that was tickling. That was a big theater thing.
Oh my God.
I elbowed many people in the face at a reflex, like P said, where you're like, don't touch me.
Period. Yep.
You surprise me, you get what you get.
And like, and they all, and here's the thing, it's just also like the boys who actually cannot lift you are the ones that try to pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
So then it just makes you feel weird because they can't lift you. And then you're like, now we're here. Now it's awkward for everybody,
mm-hmm.
including you and me. So thank you. Don't. God. Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to get into some of your icks.
I'm excited for these.
I am too.
The first one is people sneezing.
Fair.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah.
It's giving ick.
It's just deeply kind of uncool.
For sure. So also uncool. Depending, what if you're like a, what if you're one of those?
Ooh. I have a baby sneeze. I'm like,
it's so, so small.
Me, I'm
going to do a baby sneeze.
Oh, that was so loud. I'm so embarrassed.
You do know those girls though that are like, and you're like,
no, but then you're with them alone and then they give like their grandfather sneeze and you're like, you were faking.
Yeah.
The whole time.
She's an actress.
I respect that. But don't lie to me.
Right.
Dude, but on the other side of that, Steven has the most obnoxiously loud sneeze ever. It is like a full I'm like, right. Excuse me.
Whoa, yeah.
Well, and also, like, I kind of feel like this developed. Like, like this wasn't from the beginning.
Right.
And so at that extent, like, if you weren't sneezing like that around me the first year of our relationship, then you can control it to some extent.
And you could continue. I got detention in fifth grade for sneezing.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I wish it was a lie. I swear it's not.
That's ridiculous.
I do have, like Paloma, like, we both sneeze multiple times in a row, so it can be very distracting in a classroom. And I think my teacher thought I was like faking it. Yeah,
that's
insane.
Ridiculous.
Delusion. And I fully got detention for it.
Oh my gosh.
But I low key, that teacher was out to get me. Like, and I hate to say that teacher was out to get me, but like, we were not friends. Like, we were not cool. So I think it was just anything to get me in trouble. So, yeah.
when a boy bends over and their butt crack comes out.
Immediately a plumber.
I'm like, ick.
I'm just grateful for high-waisted pants for nothing else if it has eliminated the butt crack issue.
For sure.
Like,
for sure.
When low-waisted skinny jeans were in, like, I'm sure I was showing some crack.
Hella
like,
crack.
Bending over to pick up a pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Hella
mm-hmm.
crack. Oh, mm-hmm. But a man crack?
A man
I'd
crack?
I'd rather see a girl crack.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
like,
of course.
But a man
well,
crack?
Well, girl's crack's cute. A man's crack.
A man's
you
crack.
You lose shit in there.
Yeah.
Toxic positivity, pretending nothing is wrong ever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
icky.
It's giving unrealistic.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
It's giving delusion.
It is.
When they just don't get the pronoun thing. School oh. face.
Yeah.
That's just
see, like, that's not an
the
ick.
Moral.
That's mm-hmm. like yeah. a, yeah, yeah. But also that is Nick when they're like,
they're kind
I
of
just don't really
yeah, they're
understand.
Choosing not to get it. Yeah. Kind of.
It's a red flag when someone's like, oh, you know, oh, what are your pronouns? Oh, you know, the normal ones.
Right. Or like, I don't have those. You're like, oh, so.
It's so funny to me when people are like, I don't have pronouns. It's like, well, you probably just used pronouns like 10 times in that last sentence that you were saying. So
right.
you do.
So you do. Thank you, though.
Not wearing socks with shoes.
Agree. Hard agree.
I almost wrote that one down.
Yeah.
Hard agree.
Because when your feet get sweaty in there. And
that's what I don't understand.
Those shoes will never go back. That they'll always smell like feet.
And also like the feeling, I just hate, I always have socks on or like shoes. No, honestly, yeah. I don't ever, like I'm hardly ever barefoot. But like just knowing that you are putting your foot in a shoe that has stuff in it. I just know and I can just feel it on my feet now.
Ew, the little ew. Sand, ew. Like the little rocks or something
ew.
In there. Yeah.
Ew, dirt.
And the feeling of that on
no.
my feet.
No,
off.
No.
Well, and you know they're going to smell horrible.
Absolutely.
Yes. And you know it's as soon as they take their shoes off and you're like, oh, ooh, mm, ooh, that's mm. a little ripe in here.
Not ripe. Oh my God, you with that one girl on the train.
The train. Oh my God. Okay,
tell
not to derail
tell
so,
Sierra.
So quickly.
This is what I mean. They include me in the thing, right? They didn't turn to each other and go, oh, that was so gross, and then move on. Yes, tell me about it.
Literally
feet.
Quickly. So I was on the train. I was headed back to LA, and I was sitting across from this woman. So it was like two, like four seats, but it was just her and I, and she was sitting across. And she was like, hey, do you mind if I put my foot up on the seat next to you? I sprained my ankle. It's killing me. I just need to elevate it. I was like, girl, live, laugh, love. Like, I don't, it's fine. Live your life. I don't care. She takes her ballet flat off.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
So it's not even giving like shoes that already had socks on it. And I also didn't say you could take your shoe off.
You said put your feet up.
I said put your, you said put your feet up. I said put your feet up.
Not take your
she
shoes
said, let
off.
Me take my ballet flat off and put both my feet and do like a, you know, one of these where you like crack
in,
your toes and wiggle
leather.
Your, yeah.
You know in those leather ballet how sweaty your feet get. I personally know how
Bro,
sweaty those paws
and
get.
And I was like, oh, that's not it. I already am not a fan of feet. So that was already like so much for me. But I was like, you know what, whatever I already said. So let me just chill. And then I was like,
oh,
what the hell? And I was like, is that me? Jesus. And then I was like, no, not this woman's feet. We weren't even halfway there. And I was like, I might have to jump off this train onto the tracks. And
so there
end
were
it
fresh
all.
Toes.
Fresh toes, smelly fresh toes right in my face. It was so terrible. I ran off the train.
That is your ultimate ick, honestly.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. There. For sure. I couldn't believe it was happening to me. And then I went on Instagram and told everybody about it. And I hope she saw it because you were gross for that. Anyways, moving on.
A viewer also shares Sierra's really specific ick of a man chasing after a ping pong ball.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-mm.
The face guys make right before they kiss you.
Yes. Have you seen those TikToks?
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
You've not seen those TikToks?
No.
Okay, Jess.
What's the face?
It's like, if you're an audio listener, you need to go watch right now. It's like this.
Why'd your eyes roll back into your skull?
Because that's what they do. That's what it looks like.
There's
that's
a variation.
Why I did it.
It's where they do the same face, but their eyes are like wide open.
Ew.
It's terrifying.
Oh, God.
But they do like the...
Oh, my...
Look, next time.
Oh, my God.
You might want to break up with your boyfriend.
I know, I'll get the ick.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, don't do
I was
it.
Gonna say I've never had that ick, but I guess my eyes are
my
closed.
Eyes. Our eyes are normally closed.
Yeah.
Look it up on TikTok. Okay. Don't ruin it with your
all
men
right,
now.
Okay,
we're
okay.
all in good relationship. Yeah. Nobody fuck around
nobody
and do that. Just you know.
Don't risk it.
Look at somebody
don't
else's man.
Send them chasing after ping pong balls or open your eyes when you're kissing.
Yeah, exactly.
When this one might be a little divisive for you guys.
Oh,
I love.
When people want to use the all caps big lights instead of mood lights and lamps.
Oh, agree. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a small, I need ambient lighting.
Ambient lighting. Mm. We don't need the hospital lights. We don't need those on.
Yeah, just don't turn lights on. You know how dark my room is.
I know, a dungeon.
I'm kind of indifferent.
Okay, yeah. So you don't mind?
Well, I think it's also different because I'm thinking about like a lot of the times if I'm filming, I want all the lights on
for
light. But normally just hanging out, I want it on like a low, warm setting. But right. Still, it could be the big light. I just need them dimmed.
Yeah, all right, that's giving indifferent. But I feel the ick. I'm like, do we need them on? No, then keep them off.
Yeah, off.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, I'd say I'm kind of indifferent.
That snot snort, you know the sound. I simply cannot, all caps, and the barfing emoji. It's somebody trying to clear their nose but not blowing it out.
Oh. Ew, that
where they're almost like choking on the snot.
It's like an inhale, outhale. Yep. Yeah.
Did you say outhale?
Yeah, it's like,
love you.
Like, inhale, outhale. Yeah, that does make sense.
I was going to like do it, but I was like, nah, I'm not.
You mean exhale?
No,
outhale. Outhale.
Good old. Everybody listening to the podcast, give a big outhale for us.
And there better not be any snotty sounds in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, ew.
Somebody just wrote, when people.
Yeah.
When people be peopling.
Oh, they really do. Fishing pic in dating app profile.
Yes.
For many
yes.
reasons.
Yes.
I see you.
But also, I kind of think it's good to put it in there if that's you. Because you'll find the people who don't get the ick from that. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you'll weed out the people that do.
Yeah. There are people out there for you.
But also, like, there are so many pictures that you can post and still show that you fish. Like, you don't have to show the dead fish to show that you fish.
The boat. Yeah. The lake.
You.
With the pole in the water.
Yeah, like, that's, I think.
But question, how many boys have a picture of that? You think any of these boys are asking for a picture
of that?
That's
not my problem. Figure it out. That's what I'm saying,
but
though.
But like, timer. But
maybe that's why they're doing it. Because that's the only time they're taking pictures of themselves because they're like, look at the thing I caught.
Thank you. Yeah. Boys only feel confident taking pictures like when it's like required. Like it's like, okay, our girlfriend's like, okay, come over here. We're about to do a graduation picture. Got to pose.
Right.
Oh, a fish pulling it up. They don't feel uncomfortable because that's not like what's the word that we always use that makes people feel weird and it's really cringe. Yeah. Boys taking pictures, I feel like in their minds are just like, it's cringy. Like they never would be like, hey, can you take a pic of me? Guys don't do that. Like girlfriends is like, we're taking a pic and they're like,
and why do you think that is?
I was going to say, why do you guys think that is? I think it's maybe because, I don't know, maybe.
Girly?
Yeah, because it's misogynistic that they like to, girls are so vapid and self-centered and they just want pictures of themselves and I'm real and I'm down to earth and I don't care about that stuff. But here's my fish pic.
Right. You're like that. My dad took
it. I'm like, great. So the one picture that you do take is this one. No, thank you.
There's someone out there for you, just not me.
Well, that's why guy boy dating profiles are so bad, because they don't
have pictures,
have photos.
Speaking of, when guys write, since that matters, after their height in the apps.
Oh my God, yeah.
Is that a thing? I've never used a dating app.
Yep. If they're like, but it's only the guys that are like tall. Like it's only the guys that are like six foot and up.
6'8", if that matters.
If that matters. And I'm like, you know it does. You know I'm like shitting myself because goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
But now you've ruined it.
Yeah,
because now it's like, coming across as arrogant.
It's like, nah.
You're flexing and no one asked.
Exactly.
You like, just be tall, you could have just showed up and been tall.
Exactly.
Just 6'8".
Uh-huh.
But they're stupid.
End of sentence.
Exactly.
When someone is completely naked, but they have socks on, kills me and I have no idea why.
That is so funny. That's very man-esque, right?
Wait, like a man just having the socks on?
I've seen that in like the movies, right? Mm-hmm. Where they're like,
oh, that's
gonna get into it, and they only have socks on.
I just pictured like myself, like completely naked in socks, and I'm like, I look kind of probably like Wendy or some shit, like just in like the little socks, you know? Like,
I'm like, take the socks off.
I know, yeah, no, that's weird as fuck.
It is kind of funny though.
Submission from our own editor, Rachel.
Ooh, Rachel.
The little hairs on the sink after men shave their beards, barfing emoji.
Ew, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's giving just run the water, splash it around, and we're good. But also it's like the little short ones because, you know, they're like
and
stubby.
They get everywhere,
they're stabby.
And they get all over the counter. God.
Ew.
Ooh. Someone just put Comic Sans.
Fair.
Yeah.
I agree.
Meet the font?
Ick. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ick.
This one's kind of cute. It says, haha, it's so dumb. But when I saw him sleeping in my bed under my covers up to his chin.
I can see it.
It's kind of cute.
It's kind of cute. But it's like, honestly, I'm like, right, no. Because they're like,
are you all tooting?
Ew. You ruined it.
Sorry.
You ruined it.
If he only has one pot to cook with.
Yes. Oh. Ick.
Yeah.
Speaking of only having one pot to cook with, I saw this TikTok. I was freaking dying. It was like, they say white people have no culture. What is this? The popcorn bucket that's also a throw-up bucket?
And I started laughing because we had one.
No.
We had the throw-up bin that was also...
Why is it a double?
I don't know. I wasn't the parent.
Would they, like, trash bag it?
No.
We were, like, a trash can family.
It was the same bowl.
We're a trash can family. In my house, in this house, as a grown adult, we are...
Right.
If you're throwing up, we have, like, a single... Like, a small single plastic trash bin that we will, like, bring in. Now, that is... We put a trash bag in. That is also the trash can that we will bring out if we're having, like, a get-together and we need a second trash can.
That is okay that as long as you're not eating trash popcorn out of it.
We're not eating foods out of that.
No, it's gross, but it's white culture.
I do like those TikToks when they're like, you say white people have no culture, and then they show something absolutely cracked. I'm like,
bananas.
You're right.
There was one that was like, you say white people have no culture, what is this? And it was like the Groundhog Day celebration where they like lift a groundhog into the air.
He has spoken. It really is. I love it.
When people clap at the end of the movie, like, what is there to clap about?
Agree.
Me, it was a good movie.
They're not there to see it or hear you clap.
No, who like, are you in clapping a movie for? Theater.
No, yeah.
I'm clapping. You're I'm a sorry. Clapper.
Ooh.
Myself. I'll clap.
You're like, clapping myself. For yourself? You're applauding yourself?
Yeah. No, she didn't talk through the whole movie. Yeah. She's like, yeah.
I did it.
I finally did it.
How do I roast you? That's also my toxic trait.
No, that's why you can.
It's like a yay, that was so good.
Oh, so it's like a small clap. You're not like, oh yeah, my I'm God. Not like.
I don't know. I was at Infinity Wars and bitches were clapping way too
standing.
Loud. I'm like,
ovation.
Ooh.
I said, who
like,
is
at
in
Endgame,
here?
I'm like,
who's in this movie?
I'm like,
no.
I get it. Like, yes, this is Endgame and this is really cool, but like to clap?
I think I don't know if I've ever seen a movie and not clapped.
Shut the fuck up.
Good.
Every time.
It's just bio. Success.
It's good. Because she didn't get the chance to Wikipedia during this movie, so she's surprised.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Also, I think one of my... Maybe toxic traits, maybe not. I don't think I've ever seen a movie and been like, that was bad. Like,
ever?
I think like a movie in the theater. Like, I've seen like purposely bad movies at home. But I don't think I've ever like gone to see a movie and been like, oh, that wasn't like a... Like, I can't think critically about film. I'm just like... Good.
Yeah.
Hey, like, that's actually interesting considering theater and everything, all the things you consume about like the shows you like. Like, that's interesting that you like can't.
I am so easily pleased when it comes to movies.
It's honestly probably because she's having this experience where it's not at home and she's like with the phone looking into it. So like in that moment by going to the movie theater, like doing the act of like doing the thing, like it's fun going to the movie. So Sierra's probably like, this is a great time.
Right.
I had a good time.
Yay.
Yeah, you know, like it's just, it's
God,
that
we're
cool.
Never going to the movies with Sierra. She's going to give us all the ick.
Didn't we say we were going to go with her and dress up at for one
oh my
of
God,
the,
for Little Mermaid.
Yes. And I will clap.
Well, we could clap on that one. Because.
Oh, at the end of that, we'll be like, yeah, that's my Ariel.
No, right. You're clapping, she's crying, and I'm like, power to the people.
Yeah.
I want to take Grace to see it, but I've never taken her to a movie before. And I don't want to like, I don't know how she'll
be. Yeah.
But she's really good at like shows at theater. Like when we're at like Disneyland, I took her to the Lion King show. It was like 25 minutes long.
Oh yeah, you have to like sit there in the dark vibes.
Quiet the entire time, just sitting on my lap, big eyes. She clapped at the right times. Like she was into it.
Love.
So even though she doesn't like sit through a movie at home, I wonder if in a theater experience she would. But I don't know. I would only want to take her to like a kids showing.
It's giving like... Minions or something like a cartoon or something.
Well, I wanted to take her to see the new Little Mermaid movie.
OT.
But I want to find like a kids showing.
And also that can't be your first time seeing it because if you have to leave, like you'll miss it.
No, absolutely not. I have to go under the mindset of like, we may leave.
Right.
But I want to bring her because she loves Ariel, favorite princess. And then obviously it's like so amazing that we're getting that representation of like a black Ariel. Like I want her
to see
that.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to ruin it for everyone else.
Right. Oh,
I am raising a child who will clap at the end of every movie, so.
All right. We might have to get
the
used to this
one.
The legacy will live on.
Putting ketchup on everything.
Fair. No. Sierra, what are you
everything?
Doing?
I thought you were more of a ranch girly.
No, I'm all the condiments. Bring them all.
Okay. On everything?
But I'm not someone who's putting like ketchup on mac and cheese.
Ugh.
That's like feral.
Ew.
That's like feral.
I'm not doing
feral.
That.
That is feral. Yeah, that's nasty.
Speaking of nasty, Axe body spray, barfing emoji.
I think if I would spell that now, I would be like, on a man my age or older, I'd be like, All right.
Okay, period, if I smell it on him. But okay. If I were to smell Axe, I think I'd just be like taken back to middle school. And I'd be like, oh my God, the guy I had a crush on when I was in middle school.
That's why I'm like,
that's it.
You're.
But my man's not wearing it.
Right that's now. What I'm like, oh, okay, we can.
Level up.
Put that down. Yeah, yeah. We can level up.
Yeah.
There was a thing they did at like Spaceway Camp when I was in middle school, and the kids were literally throwing cans of Axe into the other boys' rooms as like warfare, like chemical warfare.
It's trying like to a gas ball. Them out of their rooms.
I'm screaming. That's yeah, it's that bad.
It,
easy.
So when I think of it, I think of like coughing in the hallway.
Yes.
Having no sense of urgency if we're running late for a dinner, chop chop.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Like if you're late, that's fine. We're all late at times.
But say that, but move on it.
If you come waltzing in so slow.
Hey guys. And also not apologizing for being late.
Ooh, I think it's the non-apologetic part that messes with me because like, yeah, we're human, but like to be unapologetic, I said.
We were waiting on you.
Yeah. Gracie.
Yeah.
Revving the car engine. Nothing says small dick energy more.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. Especially if you have like a big truck and you're just revving it, just to oh God.
Oh my God.
I'm assuming.
Especially in like a residential neighborhood. Like what are you doing?
Girl, relax. Yeah.
A guy I dated in high school did that and would like come pick me up from my parents' house and like, and I'm like, I get why my parents hated him.
No,
like,
right.
You were right. But
right.
To me at 15, I was like,
hi. He has like, a car.
He has a car.
Me up in his car.
Right.
When a guy's phone or desktop wallpaper is a dramatic picture of his own car.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's giving what you said about the car, guys. Yeah, no.
The way my boyfriend rinses his mouth when he brushes his teeth, head under the faucet and spits like four times clown emoji. Is that a thing that men do?
I've never seen that.
My brothers growing up would drink straight from the faucet to like rinse their mouth. Gross. Ew. I hate it.
Oh my God.
Why?
I don't know. They would also like do that in the kitchen. Like instead of getting a cup of water, they would just like run the sink and like under it.
No.
To like get a drink.
I'm
like,
giving lazy.
You can't get a cup?
No. No.
People licking their fingers to turn pages, count money, etc.
Yeah. Ick.
What's the deal with that?
I mean, the pages do get stuck together. So if you do lick it, like, I get it. But like,
but
it's
to count money, don't. Ew.
Yeah. That's like, it's pretentious.
Yeah. It is.
You know what I mean? That's gross.
Saying, did the damn thing.
Guilty.
Oh, I like that.
I did the damn thing.
Just give me millennial cringe.
It is.
And then watching a guy stick his tongue out from focusing while trying to clip his own nails.
I think watching a guy clip their own toenails in general, it's just like.
It's It's like they're doing surgery.
Yeah. And they're so focused. And they also just let the toenail clipping just fly. Disgusting at dad. Sorry.
I think just clipping toenails in general is an ick.
Yeah.
Like
that.
You need to do it. We talked about it, especially if you're going to wear flip flops.
Yes.
You better.
You need to do it.
Especially the sound. I actually told Ryan that the sound of him clipping his nails makes me ick. So he. I love him for that. For leaving into another room, closes the doors, and he's like, I'm going to go cut them. I'm
what
like,
a man.
Thank you for that, because the honestly, sound of it.
Yeah.
I know you're doing it.
Ew. I know you're doing it. That means I can visualize it, and I'm icked. Yeah, literally.
All right, y'all. Well, that is going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to subscribe. Check out our text line. The number will be on screen here.
Yes. Text the group chat.
Text the group chat.
And thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye. Thank you.